Just a minute into the 12 o'clock hour, and it's time for the noontime news here on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260 KROX in Crookston and 105.7 FM K289CE of Grand Forks. We're also streaming online, KROXAM.com. Download the free KROX mobile app. Listen to us on your smartphones or tablet. We're also on Amazon's Alexa. To listen there, just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. This is noontime news. We'll have the world and national news headlines from the Associated Press. That's brought to you by Stennis Granite and American Federal Bank here on KROX. President Donald Trump says he is considering an executive order to try to force the inclusion of a citizenship question as part of the 2020 census. Trump is telling reporters as he departs the White House for a weekend in New Jersey that it's among four or five options he's considering as he pushes the issue. That's despite the fact that the government has begun the process of printing the census questionnaire without it. And U.S. employers sharply stepped up their hiring in June, adding a robust 224,000 jobs, an indication of the economy's durability after more than a decade of expansion. The strength of the jobs report could complicate a decision for the Federal Reserve late this month on whether to cut interest rates to help support the economy. Most investors anticipate a rate cut. And Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke's father-in-law, William Sanders, is a wealthy real estate investor and has helped make the former Texas congressman and his wife millionaires. Sanders also contributed to O'Rourke's bids for El Paso City Council, Congress, Senate, and now the presidency. O'Rourke's campaign says Sanders plays no role. Still, O'Rourke, known as a champion of little guy values, might never have made it on the national stage without the help of his father-in-law. And President Donald Trump says the rain knocked out his teleprompter during his July 4th speech from the Lincoln Memorial. Trump told reporters as he left the White House Friday that he knew his speech very well and delivered it without the teleprompter. In his speech, Trump called on Americans to, quote, stay true to our cause during a program that adhered to patriotic themes. And a vigorous aftershock sequence is following the strongest earthquake to hit Southern California in 20 years. A magnitude 5.4 quake at 4:07 a.m. Friday is so far the strongest aftershock of Thursday's magnitude 6.4 jolt. Seismologists had said there was an 80% probability of an aftershock of that strength. Thursday's big quake struck in the Mojave Desert, about 150 miles northeast of L.A., near the town of Ridgecrest, which suffered damage to buildings and roads. And that's a look at the world and national news headlines here on KROX as we continue the supper time news right after this. We'll take a look at some state and regional news headlines. Plenty more to come on the noontime news here on KROX.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
We continue the noontime news here on KROX. It's currently outside, 74 degrees, partly cloudy, with wind at about 6 miles an hour coming out of the northeast. Humidity at 56%, with the barometric pressure up to 30.1 inches. We will take a look at the state news brought to you by Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration here in just a moment as we continue the noontime news here on KROX.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Train system from Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Train system. It's hard to stop a train.
Well, welcome back. 7 minutes past 12 o'clock as we continue the noontime news here on The Voice of the Valley, KROX. Take a look at some state news stories here on the noontime news. Legal wrangling increased this week over Enbridge's proposed Line 3 pipeline upgrade in northern Minnesota, with several Native American bands plus an activist group filing appeals to the state Supreme Court, even as regulators said they would not appeal a court order to redo the environmental impact statement. Winona LaDuke with Honor the Earth.
We're going to stop this pipeline. I mean, there's no need for this pipeline. It's all risk for the people of Minnesota. And Enbridge is looking at, you know, a lot of procedures ahead of them and in a shrinking market.
But Nancy Knorr with the group Jobs for Minnesotans warns the legal wrangling has risks.
This is a safety and maintenance project first and foremost, and these delays do have real impacts on real people, the communities along this corridor.
Knorr says she believes Enbridge is very committed to moving ahead with the Line 3 project. And Governor Tim Walz is again urging Minnesota Senate Republicans to hammer out a compromise on an emergency insulin assistance program, saying he'll call a special session right away if there's a deal pretty much close, he says, to the House bill.
The pinch point on this is the manufacturers and their unwillingness to try and help with that. The pinch point is that I need the Senate. I need the Senate to come together and get this done.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Paul Gazelka said an insulin bill will be high priority next year. But before that, quote, the proposed ideas need to be hammered out to earn the support of legislators, patients, advocates, doctors, and pharmacists, end quote. And damage assessment continues today, Friday, after a fire broke out at a St. Cloud Catholic school. The fire was reported at about 5:40 yesterday morning at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Catholic Community School Superintendent Lynn Gruing says she was inside the building yesterday and saw a lot of fire and smoke damage.
And there is fairly extensive damage in two classrooms. And then, obviously, besides that, there's smoke damage throughout at least one wing of the school, perhaps beyond that.
Gruing says the plan is to get an insurance adjuster in the school today to assess the damage, and then they can hire a restoration company to start cleaning up. She says the school is used as a daycare in the summer. The cause of the fire still under investigation. And a man is dead after trying to get back on his personal watercraft on a northern Minnesota lake. The St. Cloud Times reports that the incident occurred Tuesday afternoon on Lake Vermilion, about 30 miles west of Ellie. A resident saw 58-year-old Daryl Fannenstein of St. Joseph in the water and struggled to get back on his personal watercraft. He started walking to shore and fell face down. Medical personnel who responded to the scene couldn't revive him. And a Minnesota zoo is trying to help reestablish an endangered toad in Wyoming. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reports Como Zoo in St. Paul released 3,288 Wyoming toad tadpoles into the Laramie Basin in southeastern Wyoming on June 17th. The Wyoming toad is remarkable for its small size. Adults often grow to only 2.5 inches long. An Uber driver is in a fight with Twin Cities airport officials over a sign on his car. The Star Tribune reports Paul Lenny of Bloomington has a sign on his car that reads, "Uber Paul." He says the sign helps riders at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport identify him. But the Metropolitan Airports Commission has ordered him to drop the sign or quit serving the airport. And in North Dakota news, a man has died after getting buried under more than a dozen feet of corn in a grain bin. The Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office says 58-year-old Kevin John Anderson was cleaning the bin at Columbia Grain in Arvilla on Wednesday. He became buried beneath 15 feet of corn and was pronounced dead at the scene. Well, that's a look at the state and regional headlines here on the Noontime News. We'll continue with the sports report and some after this, brought to you by Montague's Flower Shop and Peru Refrigeration here on KROX.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
12 minutes past 12 o'clock, we continue the Noontime News here on KROX, taking a look at the sports report here, some sports in the local area, as well as some national headlines as well. Minnesotan Tom Lehman is 60 years old and hasn't played in a regular PGA Tour event in 4 years. He was given a special exemption to get into the 3M Open, which began yesterday, and the Alexandria native fired a 4-under par 67 and is in contention.
It's a thrill for me to join these guys out here. It's a thrill for me to tee it up again with these guys who are so good and who represent the game so well. And, you know, to have a good first round makes me feel pretty good.
Lehman plays regularly on the PGA Champions Tour, designed for golfers older than 50. Scott Piercy leads the tournament at 9-under as round two gets underway today at the TPC Twin Cities course in Blaine. The Dodgers notched their 60th victory of the season with their 9th straight home win last night, with the last 5 wins coming in their final at-bat. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts apologized for the lack of drama in this win, as Hyunjin Ryu tossed 6 scoreless innings and all-star Cody Bellinger hit his 30th home run in a 5-1 defeat of the San Diego Padres. The Washington Nationals will be aiming for their 9th win in 10 games when they host the Kansas City Royals in the opener of a weekend series tonight. Washington has gone 26-10 since May 24th to lead the Nationals to a 5-2 victory over the last place Marlins yesterday, completing a 3-game series sweep. And the Chicago Cubs have pulled back into a first-place tie with the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Central with an 11-3 victory in Pittsburgh. Chris Bryant hit his 17th homer of the year to help the Cubs end a 4-game losing streak. The Pirates remain 3 games off the division lead, with the Brewers heading into town after dropping 3-4 in Cincinnati. And Brendan McKay makes his second career start when the Tampa Bay Rays host the New York Yankees in the second of a 4-game series between the AL East's top 2 teams. McKay, one of baseball's top prospects, pitched 6 scoreless innings in a 5-2 victory over Texas in his major league debut Saturday. Masahiro Tanaka pitches for division leading New York. The Yankees beat the Rays 8-4 in 10 innings last night. As far as the Twins are concerned, Marcus Semien hit a grand slam in the 8th after his tying solo homer leading off the 5th. Chris Herman had a career-high 4 hits, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Minnesota Twins 7-2 for a winning series against the AL Central leaders. Semien sent the first pitch from Mike Morin over the wall in left center for his 13th homer of the year and his 4th career grand slam. He matched his career-high with 5 RBIs and notched his 5th 2-homer game. Of course, the Twins get back in action they host the Texas Rangers tonight a few minutes past 7 o'clock, with the pregame starting at 6:30. We'll have that for you here on KROX. From Wimbledon, former number one Caroline Wozniacki has been knocked out in the 3rd round at Wimbledon. Zhang Shuai of China beat her 6-4, 6-2. Wozniacki won the 2018 Australian Open, but has never been past the 4th round at Wimbledon. We told you about Minnesotan Tom Lehman playing in the PGA Tour event. Scott Piercy went on a late birdie bench en route to a 9-under 62 and the first round lead at the inaugural 3M Open. Brooks Koepka, the world's top-ranked player, is among more than a dozen players that shot a 4-under 67. Nate Lashley, who won last week's Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, finished 2-under. And that's a look at the sports report here on the Noontime News. I'll take a quick break and be back with a look at some local Crookston area news and items of interest as we continue the Noontime News here in a moment. That'll be brought to you by the Courtney Plokerbeck State Farm and Hugo's here as we continue the Noontime News on KROX.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burgerpalooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234. Hugo's Family Marketplace has a great deal on s'more ingredients. Buy 1 8-ounce or large Kraft Jet Puff marshmallows and 1 6-pack of 9.3-ounce Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bars. Save $2. Limit one per order. The 12-ounce assorted Kraft marshmallows are $1.29. The 6-pack of Hershey Chocolate Bars, 2 for $7. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
17 minutes into the 12 o'clock hour as we continue the Noontime News here on KROX with a look at some Crookston area local news and items of interest. That's brought to you by Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's here on the Noontime News. The Polk County Commissioners were asked this week to begin thinking about how they'd like to approach the financing for the 2020 capital improvement needs for the county. The largest project on their radar is the Human Service Center in East Grand Forks. Polk County Administrator Chuck Whiting had a discussion with the board about the merits of each possible funding source, which they will need to consider as they progress through the budget process.
I think we've talked about our building in East Grand Forks a couple of times in the past. We've got to remodel that building over there, and we're looking at between $2.5 and $3 million of improvements, roof, HVAC, and some interior remodeling. So talked to the board today about how we might approach that in the budget and what our options are for actually paying for it, anything from just using fund balance to increasing the levy to borrowing or doing some hybrid of the three. We'll work that out in the coming months here as we go through the budget, but that right now appears to be our biggest capital improvement project that we're going to be facing in 2020.
The board also received an update on the elevator project for the Polk County Government Center. Because the project is broken into two components, the equipment as one and the elevator shaft as the other, each piece of the project falls under state statute requirements for needing a formal bid process. Explains Whiting.
$175,000 is the state statute, so under, if we have an engineer's or architect's estimate of a project that's under $175,000, we go out for quotes, which is a little less formal. If it's over $175,000, we go out for formal bids, which means sealed bids, time for contractors to submit, and kind of a straight-up comparison, a little bit more formal. But that's the threshold. The legislature has increased that over the years, and I think just recently went to $175,000. So for our elevator project, it's actually two pieces within one project. One is to purchase a new elevator itself, the mechanical pieces, the carriage and the lift components. And then we're looking at building a second elevator shaft in the building, which would be a separate project, one for the carriage to fit in.
The total elevator project has been projected to cost about $205,000. The commissioners also approved several county ditch maintenance requests. For County Ditch 55 in Section 35 of King Township, County Ditch 88, Branch 1 in Section 1 of Gully Township, County Ditch 109, Branch 1 in Section 27 of Johnson Township, and County Ditch 176 in Section 18 of Rosebud and Section 13 of Sletton Townships. Those ditches were damaged as a result of spring flooding explains Polk County Engineer Rich Sanders.
We had the heavy spring flooding this spring, and so we have a lot of county ditches out in the eastern part of the county that have some slope to them where we had culverts wash out. And so the county board approved four maintenance requests to replace either field or farm approaches within a county ditch system. And so Jody Beauchesne, our ditch inspector, will be hiring a contractor to have them come in and replace those culverts.
The commissioners agreed to re-enter two separate five-year agreements with the Department of Natural Resources. One is for game and fish, the other for what they classify as Tier 2 sales. The DNR registration and titling systems are currently being operated out of the Taxpayer Service Center, while the Licensing Center undergoes a remodel. The commissioners also approved a change order for the License Center to change to a hard surface for the floor in the customer portion of the center. The commissioners also approved their consent agenda, which included the minutes for the four previous meetings, two payments totaling $1,010.20, and reissuing five lost warrants totaling $4,527.48. With first graders poised to move into Highland Elementary School this fall, a few changes were needed within the building. To facilitate that, most teachers are on the move, and new usable space has been created from what used to be storage. In total, about nine rooms are getting remodeled or renovated for students and services, said Highland Principal Chris Trostad.
I think there's nine rooms that we're kind of doing some remodeling on and renovating, and moving the first graders over here necessitates the need to kind of do some rearrangement, and then we're kind of rearranging classrooms so it's easy to walk through. Ultimate goal is to separate our older kids and our younger kids, so fifth and sixth will be on the east end of the building, one through four on the west end of the building.
The remodel includes the removal of two or three locker bays in Highland. One will become a classroom, the other an athletic locker room. The old locker bays will be replaced by lockers right outside the classrooms for first through fourth graders, explains Trostead.
It's kind of amazing how you create usable space from kind of some wasted space. So by purchasing new lockers, and they're 50 years old, they need to be updated. But by putting them outside the classrooms one through four, it's opened up two locker bays to where we can actually have a locker room home and away for the kids playing after school sports. They don't have showers or bathrooms, but at least we have a place for them to change and lock their stuff up so it's not all in the gym. And then freed up a nice big space for Joan Darko, a special ed teacher, for kind of in our fifth, sixth grade area.
Trostead said one of the most beneficial results of the renovations would be that those services that are especially important in the first through fourth grades will be located in that half of the building.
Lots of changes, I think, for the most part. Lots of people got windows and lots of people got bigger spaces, you know, a little bit. And we provided our services, our title, our ELL, special ed, all those services we kind of centrally located right around our first or fourth graders. So I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a very nice, usable, and probably the best designed building that it's been in a long time.
Former storage areas have become usable space, said Trostead, and the result is more than 20 teachers relocating within the building.
With the change of first grade coming over and kind of trying to create that school within a school, I think there's like 20-some teachers are kind of relocating to different rooms. And cleaning out storage areas has created usable areas, too, that there was a lot of junk stored for many years. So we're creating usable areas that is kind of nice to find that we couldn't find before just because they were filled with stuff that were stored there for many, many years.
Teachers come back in the last week of August, and Trostead said that many of the teachers whose rooms are ready to move in have stopped by to arrange their new rooms. Most of the remaining rooms should be available for teachers to move into within the next couple of weeks. And the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council sponsors an annual traveling art exhibit, which visits Northwest Minnesota communities throughout the year. The exhibit includes 10 original pieces of art by regional artists chosen from works submitted for the annual juried exhibit. The exhibit is currently in East Grand Forks at the Campbell Library until August 31st. We have the full traveling 2019-2020 traveling exhibit schedule online. You can also take a look at that on the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's website, nwartscouncil.org. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Russell Wheelhouse and Oscar Reinschmidt. Russell Wheelhouse was born in 1919 in Crookston. He enlisted in 1941 and was discharged in 1945. He died on this date in 1956 in Crookston. Oscar Reinschmidt was born in 1909 in Red Lake. He enlisted in the Army in 1942 and was discharged in 1945. Oscar Reinschmidt died on this date in 1986 in Fertile. And that's the reason for the flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today. Well, that concludes the local news segment of the Noontime News, brought to you by Courtney Polkebeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's. We'll give you one final weather report here before we conclude the Noontime News program here on KROX. It is 26 minutes into the 12 o'clock hour. Again, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got the Red River Farm Network. 76 degrees in Crookston currently, partly cloudy skies, wind coming out of the northeast at about 3 miles an hour. Humidity at 51%, pressure up to 30.11 inches in terms of barometric pressure. Yesterday's high was 77 degrees, with the low yesterday at 60. Today, July 5th, the average high, 81, with the average low at 57. Last year, on this date, it was 75 degrees for the high and 55 degrees for the low. The record high for today was set in 1988. That was 104 degrees. The record low in 1965, 41 degrees on July 5th of 1965. The sun rose this morning at 5:34, and it will set this evening at 9:27, giving us 15 hours and 53 minutes of daylight. This morning's low since midnight was 60 degrees. Right now, we're at our high temperature for the day, 76. Later on today, you can expect it to get up into the mid-80s. Highs expected up to around 85 degrees. There is a 20% chance of showers here during the day today, but nothing as of yet. North winds up to 15 miles an hour possible. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-50s with north winds around 15 miles an hour. Saturday, tomorrow, the forecast, sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s, north winds around 10 miles an hour. Saturday night's lows dipping down to the mid-50s. On Sunday, sunny, highs in the mid-80s, Sunday night mostly clear. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday night. That carries into the beginning of next week, but through the weekend, a nice weather forecast in store for us throughout the Crookston area this weekend. We'll have the Red River Farm Network here in just a couple of minutes on KROX.